Chuck Sievertson taking action after yesterday's blowout of a piece of the side of an airliner not long after takeoff from Portland, Oregon. The Federal Aviation Administration, ABC's Zoreen Shah.
The FAA says about 170 Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes operated by U.S.-based airlines will be grounded. Alaska Airlines had already taken the precautionary step of grounding its 65 737 MAX. All the planes will be inspected before they can return to service.
Protesters in Tel Aviv calling for Israel's government to negotiate the release of the remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas. On today's anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, a campaign event with Vice President Harris and an AME church group in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
In this moment, we are witnessing a full-on attack on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms and rights.
Vice President Harris, this is ABC News. Update on this scandal rocking the National Rifle Association.
Former NRA Operations Director Joshua Powell has settled civil claims of fraud and abuse brought by New York's Attorney General, who alleged that Powell breached his fiduciary duties and, through his position, used charitable donations to the NRA for his own benefit. The settlement came just hours after the NRA's executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre, announced his resignation, which precedes the start of a civil trial over allegations that he, too, used millions of NRA dollars for private luxuries. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
Money for maybe millions in this payout, another settlement, ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Some current and former Verizon Wireless customers will soon find out if they're owed money as part of a proposed $100 million lawsuit settlement. Now, to be eligible for this settlement, you would have to have been a Verizon customer with wireless or data services with a postpaid plan between January 1st, 2016 and this past November 8th.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night across Wisconsin, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. And this is Max Inc. Radio. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, First Weber's number one team in the world. I made that up, Rocker. Great people, though. If you want to buy or sell a house, Aaron Weber Group is the place to go. Move to Madison.com.
Jimmy, it's time to worship the golden donkey of love, El Donk. And too lazy to quit, too stubborn to die is the motto that drives this rock band that formed in the Madison area in the mid-90s. Witty lyrics and songs written in keys not yet understood. El Donk is tongue-in-cheek, and the joke should go right over your head, but if they don't, that's your fault. El Donk is the Falcon on guitar and vocals, the Baron on bass guitar, Wooby K3 on saxophone, and Bones on drums and financing. Please welcome El Donk to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. Thank
great
you so much.
It's
great to see you again, Falcon. Last time I saw you was at Atwood Fest.
Yeah, baby.
Dude, you volunteered your entire weekend after you played your set to help us out at Atwood Fest backstage.
I sure did, because I was that thankful. And there
was a lot of fun.
And there was a lot of beer, too.
It was a lot of fun.
There was a lot of beer. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, yes. You know, we just had interviewed the German art students, and they were commenting to us that their very first show was with El Donk.
Yes, at OK's Corral, I do believe.
Wow, that's like literally we've had some serious music history here through here tonight, Jimmy.
So where, what year? I don't want to get ahead of Rocker, but what year did El Donk start?
97, probably.
98.
Well, El Donk started in 95.
95. So El Donk was around for a couple of years before the first show with the German Art Students.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We were already settled firmly at OK's Corral. No,
you were first.
Kathy didn't like us that much, I don't think, but.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with El Donk, tell us a little of your band's history, which spans nearly three decades.
That's right. We formed in probably like 1995 or so. We started playing our first real shows in 96. I think the first show we did was at Open Mic at the Anchor Inn. And then from there on, somehow someone liked us, and we ended up getting this gig opening for Red Zeppelin at the East End, which of course is not there anymore. It was a bowling alley, as I believe.
Yeah,
and we ended up opening for Red Zeppelin, which is like.
Well, we'll like, actually get into that a
we'll
little
get into
later.
That later. Okay. Yep. So, and then from there, we've had a couple different lineup changes, but at this point, we've had pretty much the same lineup since 2001, I would say.
Well, tell us about, you know, the music scene in Madison during the mid-90s when your band started out. You were just telling us a little bit about OK's. Tell us a little bit about that scene.
It was a great scene. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of places to play. We liked OK's. We liked Roberts a lot. We played there a bit.
Mr. Roberts.
That was a great place.
You know, we did a lot of collaborations. We used to play at Liquid Lyrics Lounge all the time.
So
all
the clubs that are gone or burned down,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you, we kind of have this saying that, like, if we've played there, it's either going to close or burn down. So, and I'm not quite sure what that means. Does that mean that they're desperate by the time we get to play there or we don't know what else? But, yeah, so a lot of the places, in fact, we played with these same German art students at the Liquid Lyrics Lounge. Or no, I think it was the Clinic. So we played at the Clinic Bar, the Liquid Lyrics Lounge. Okay. There's a place on Main Street that ended up being the Frequency that we had played a bit too. Yeah, it was a fun time and a fun scene. A lot of energy, a lot of focus.
You know, Rocker asked this question of the German art students, and I guess it applies to you all as well. What is your secret to success and immortality?
I mean, immortality as a band, I think is, I think at some point you, like I would tell any artist, I would say you have to do art because you like to do art. If you're looking for something else out of the deal, maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. Mm-hmm. So you have to like what you do. And then if you like what you do and you like what you create, everything else is gravy at that point. So I think that's part of the mindset and the perspective that we use. Like we just like playing music. Like if it all came down to it, we'd still show up Thursday night and jam out just because we can show up Thursday night and jam out. And we like to play music and the success and all the accolades and the things that we have had are all great too. But to me, that's just gravy. I mean, I think the secret to success is doing something you like.
Yeah.
And sticking with
exactly.
it. And apparently we don't hate each other at least that much because we've been together this long. So.
All right. So in Rocker's intro here, he said something that really piqued my interest, and I guess keep it PG because we are on the radio, folks.
Correct.
But what is this golden donkey of love?
It's our mascot. It's our idol.
Idol.
We just thought having a cult would be way more fun than having a rock band.
Yeah, not just a band.
Yeah, not a just a band. We're a cult. And at one point, we even considered like getting some sort of religious status so we didn't have to pay taxes, but then
it turned out
we didn't make any money anyway, so we didn't really have to worry about that.
No,
so.
There's no taxes liability at all.
No, not
so
for us.
Do you encourage people to join your cult?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a heavy cult following. We would play shows, and we're on our third mascot now. The first two mascots were stolen from shows. People just took them home. We never got. But what we used to do is we'd pass them around the audience, and then everyone would love on the donkey and do, like, you know, un-PG-13 things to the donkey sometimes, where we'd have to be like, hey, knock that off, you know, but. Oh, we would pass it around, dude, the club, and people would kiss it and love it and take pictures with it. So
Or walk away with it.
Yeah, so it was really a lot of fun.
So there's nothing too crazy.
No.
Nothing off the...
He's just kind of our idol and something we aspire, you know, we aspire to be as shiny and golden and as donk-like as
and
the donk.
Stubborn.
If you have questions about this cult, you can call them right now and ask.
I mean, hey, we ask is your $2 or $3 sacrifice at the door. And
thank you.
Wasn't one of those donkeys set up to do water? Didn't it have, like, water coming out of it?
No, that was Susie. So our first drummer, Red Exploy, made Susie. It was like a mannequin with a pump in it. So, like, some bands have pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
We had hydrotechnics. Which is, I mean, it's a great idea because you got a lot of electricity and power strips, and there's water flying.
Perfect.
And a splash pattern.
I remember that.
The clubs, the clubs loved that.
They really
loved water
it.
Splashing around the stage.
I saw that one. He set that up on a stage at Atwood Summerfest.
Yeah.
Many years ago. I could not believe that. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with El Don, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Banishment. Is this a song from a rock opera about David Koresh?
Wow, very perceptive of you there, rocker. Yes, it is. I wrote a rock opera about David Koresh and the Branch Davidians back in the 90s, and we've been kind of playing it through the years. We are in production now of a video performance. We'll get into that later. This song, Banishment, is about, it's after the first FBI siege on the compound, and then, like, the time, there's like a month that transpired between the first siege and, like, the final one. It really... The S hit the fan. So so this is a song where they're just kind of like waiting there in the compound and wondering what's going to happen.
Let's check it out. El Donk is live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
Those listening on the radio, Falcon is getting tangled in the cord.
He must have said something bad about the love donkey.
You haven't seen round this way. Stole that door that you shot through yesterday, and I say, just let us be. Why don't you leave? Yeah, you see me jog around your town every day. You have your Judas on the inside telling you what I say. And I say, why don't you be? Just let us be.
Just let us pick up our dead. Just let us pick up our dead.
Thank you.
pick up our dead. Just let us pick up our dead.
Very nice. El Donk live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. Brocker, make sure you bring up that text thing next time you think about it. Make sure we don't want to miss any takers to the cult of El Donk.
No, we don't, Jimmy. El Donk used to play at the now-defunct Anchor Inn, and one of your other early shows was another defunct at the East End, opening for a very popular Dred Zeppelin. Tell me about this historic show and opening for the great Tort Elvis and Charlie.
Yeah, they had some serious, you know, shtick. Because if people don't know Dred Zeppelin, it's reggae Zeppelin covers. Yeah. Wait, with an Elvis impersonator lead singer.
It's perfect. It's a perfect combination.
Tort Elvis. He'd grown up, you know, here's the disappointing thing. It was a great show. They were a blast. It was packed. The disappointing thing was he'd grown a beard. And that kind of, you know, he's dressed as Elvis. He's got the Elvis hair. But the beard, I think in real life, he just wanted a beard. And he wasn't that committed to the bit where he was going to take the beard off. So otherwise, it was a blast. Oh, we got a manager at that show. Because back in the day, people would say, hey, who's your manager? And Falco would say, you are. And one woman there believed him. So she started showing up at all our shows and saying she was our manager. And like... ordering people around and like, you know,
giving suggestions.
Yeah.
Right. I remember one.
She stuck around for a while.
Did you get an invoice?
No, we never had to pay. That was true. That's a good point.
I remember showing up at a show one time and I run into Rob's wife and she says, we'll be 3K's wife.
Yeah. Who?
And she says, you're not seeing this at home. Your manager, air quotes, your manager is here. And I'm just like, oh, shoot.
Nice catch there, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, now it's for the kids.
Well, let's get to know the band a little better and get to know some of the members, and let's give the bass player some right off the bat. Baron, give us a little background on yourself. How did you get started in music?
Well, in elementary school, I was encouraged to take piano lessons where I didn't really learn very much, but I did like the music. And then I found a guitar in the garage that was my mom's from the early 70s, and that was more interesting. And, I just kind of, there was always music around, you know, we had some good stuff in the library. And then as I got older into high school, I was like, you know, I like playing guitar. And then I had some buddies who also like playing guitar, and they said, you should learn bass. so we could keep playing guitar.
Players suggested bass to you.
Yeah, you know, and it was high school, right? I mean, it was high school. They could drive and I couldn't. So,
crime of the century.
I picked it up, but I never put it back down. So I've been happy with that. And then, well, Bones and I have been in bands together pretty much ever since, going back to 89-ish, off and on.
Old.
Yeah.
Well, you said your mom's guitar. I was going to ask you, what role did your parents play in you getting started and going in music?
Well, the encouragement was there to learn the music. I didn't really learn music.
Did your mother play?
She started learning at the exact same time I did, and at least the piano. And she picked it up pretty well.
Did you guys ever play together?
Not really.
No?
And then my dad picked up the recorder, of all things.
Oh, yeah.
Hot cross buns.
Well.
Not a piccolo?
You know, so, but they were very encouraging, and they played a wide range of stuff for me to pick up. You know, it's like, you know, when you're under 10 and you hear Sgt. Pepper's kind of on your own for the first time with no one kind of encouraging you to do it, and then you're just like, I'm going to listen to that last song again and again. And I'm like, you know, this is the music. This is the rock music is where I'm coming from, and they never discouraged me. Certainly,
I don't know how this this ties in with what we were just talking about, but I have a message here asking, "What is your favorite Madison restaurant?"
My favorite Madison restaurant is technically in Middleton currently, Taz
on Sunday,
the former Lulu's.
Oh yeah,
Taz. University, yeah. Taz, was it Taz?
Taz.
Taz, potatoes.
I'm sorry for messing it up.
We should know this. They're a sponsor here on Civic Media. They're in the old Roma candle
yes.
Parmenter and University yep. right there. Yeah.
What's your fantastic. Favorite Sunday? What's your perfect Sunday?
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with El Donk. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Tie Me Down. Is this a song about demons, temptation, and bondage?
Tapas. That's
God. What just all over tonight. You're all over tonight. Yes, it is. It's kind of a song about kind of like basically like tie me down to keep me out of trouble type of a song.
Oh. So.
Crazy Times in the Lair tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Bondage for safety.
El Donk, live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Sounding pretty good. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app rocker.
Jimmy, we're back with El Donk right here and live in the lair. And you guys, instead of playing out at the clubs, the band rehearses and streams live once a month from your studio. Tell us about your live stream and how we can tune in.
All right. Well, I'll take the lead on this one. Sorry, I'm still on the mic. during COVID, we had to improvise to keep practicing, and out of that, we built this kind of recording live streaming studio. A lot of overlap with what's going on here, but what it allows us to do is, you know, from eldonk.com, or on our Facebook page or YouTube or Twitch or all these places. You know, we sometimes broadcast our rehearsals, and sometimes we do a live show, and it's been a really rewarding outlet to you know, be able to keep playing kind of on our own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And but also, like, you know, I'll tell you, musicians listening, if you have a
global
little,
market,
if you have a little project studio and you're starting to listen to yourselves very carefully in your ears, you hear things you didn't hear before. You hear cheating that you learned over 20 or 30 or however many years.
Yes.
And you have to start correcting some of these bad behaviors. So it's been rewarding as musicians as well as just being able to
And it has
perform.
To be a.
I want to jump in and brag about this, because I could take no credit for any of this, because Baron's done almost all the work. These guys have done some. I've done none. Baron has put together an amazing sound system for our monitors. And then the stuff we're putting up on YouTube, if you follow us on YouTube, like, there are bands that I love, and I go online and try to find live audio of them, and it's not good. It's not great quality. We've got, like, we're getting, like, really good quality stuff up there thanks to Baron's work.
I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, the inspiration actually came from Radiohead. Years ago, I saw them doing a webcast of, I think there was Blue Monday by New Order. They were covering that, they were doing it in their...
By Foreigner?
New Order.
They were doing that in their studio at the time, you know, with like webcams and things. I'm like, we're never going to be able to do that. Well, fast forward 10 years and now we're doing it.
It has to be a great way to connect with your fans too. I mean, they're going to be tuning in every once in a while. Not everybody every week, but you get the pepper throughout the times you do it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we carry a hell of a lot less equipment.
Yeah.
And you don't have
we just
to deal
walk
with,
in and play.
You don't have to deal with the very nice clubs that we love so much. But, you know, sometimes there's stuff.
Yeah. Or if you don't want so much guitar in your earphones, you can lower it in your earphones.
Guitar, for example.
For example, guitar. Or saxophone.
Are you guys going to ever host other bands from your studio and stream them?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some other house bands that are already streamers.
Right.
But we're hoping to bring in more, especially locals, you know, and people who don't have... you know, live streaming or experience to get their feet wet and, you know, try and taste it.
And we also saw too, like if they're like touring bands and they're like, they're here for a night or two and they got a night to go, it's like, you could come to our studio, play your stuff out to the world essentially, and then come away with like a high quality video and audio recording of your band just playing in Madison just for the fun of it. So we, you know, that's not in out of the realm of possibility either. So
we could do it.
Yes, we could.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
El Donk. Hey, Wubby 3K,
yes,
saxophonist. Tell us your backstory and how you got into music, and about your interesting job during the day.
Well, yeah, I'm a little nervous talking on the radio. Oh. Actually, I do.
Like
I do radio
in the stomach?
Stuff. Yeah, that kind of thing. No, but music. Actually, I started with piano lessons too. My dad would take me, and he took lessons at the same time. And it was just like woman, probably 60s, 70, and she just chain smoked through the entire lesson, you know, and you're in this little music store booth, right? So it's this like smoke chamber, but it started me on the path. And then, you know, I did wind instruments, ended up on the saxophone by high school. And that's what I really stuck to and fell in love with. I've loved playing saxophone ever since.
What role did your parents play?
Like my dad was doing piano lessons with me. My mom had played accordion. Now it's a Polish family. My mom's side, her dad and uncles all had a polka band, like drums, accordion, I think bass and a horn, a saxophone actually. So I got polka in my blood. a lot of family music. Other side, my grandma sang in the church, and she was in the choir. My grandpa, he sang loudly and terribly. We would like fight to see who ended up sitting next to him, and we figured grandma joined the choir so she could be further away from
the
voice.
He did this in church?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
Was he like just
off-key? He was very enthusiastic.
Oh, I see.
I really appreciated that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Very, very bad.
Do you still play polka anywhere?
I don't. I've played around with polka a little bit. I've never actually been in a polka band though. Yeah. Maybe. The thing I love about El Donk, now Falk and I played in Pharmacy Lounge back in the very early 90s. And the thing I love about that and El Donk is we bop from genre to genre. I've got a very short attention span. I like playing different kinds of solos. Mm-hmm. So that's what's kept me around a lot is like there's so much variety and every song is a different challenge, a different approach, which is a blast.
That's amazing. We have El Donk live in the lair. Guys, we got to take a quick break here. We got to take care of a couple of our sponsors, get the word out for them. But we're going to have more live music in the lair. That's coming up in just a couple seconds. Yeah. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
In great local music, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Apparently I forgot how to push buttons on the board. That's okay. We're okay. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Most trusted name in real estate. Move to Madison.com. And Rocker, if the people want to call, they could do that. 844-967-2789. Yeah. Falcon would love to answer your calls about the cult.
I sure would.
Well, let's get back to some live music right away in the lair with El Donk, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Broken Flower. This is a song about Swaziland. And what is Swaziland?
Swaziland is a country in Africa. And this is about a king. I'm not sure that he's still... I'm not sure he's still king there now, but
he had a lot of wives.
He had a lot of wives, and he had some bizarre stuff going, and a bunch of rules he made that he didn't follow. So that's kind of what it's about.
Let's check it out. It's El Donk live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Too much of a man to hear his own words.
his 11th wife now. Rolls the cow in any cow.
Live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app rocker. And Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight.
And hopefully we'll be talking to Michelle Braun, who's in town over at the High Noon Saloon tonight for the Wisconsin Metal Fest.
That's correct.
Hey, let's meet the Falcon. Falcon, how did you get into music? What is your backstory? I don't even know if we can ask this on radio.
So I grew up in the days of band programs, and when you were in fourth grade, they said, play an instrument. And of course, my dad said, what do you want to play? And I said, drums.
And yes.
And he's like, no way.
Oh,
he's,
really?
He's like, how about the trombone?
So, of course.
So I started playing the trombone from fourth grade, and I was a band kid, and I was a band kid all through grade school and in junior and high school. And I started playing guitar probably somewhere in middle school when I discovered Jimi Hendrix. And I saw Jimi Hendrix, and it was all over, basically. I wanted to play guitar, loved the way he sounded. I have three older brothers. I mean, they were getting like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon in 73 or 74 when it came out. They got it for Christmas, and we played the hell out of it. And, you know, Deep Purple, Machine Head, and we played the hell out of it. And Pink, you know, all the Pink Floyd and the Hendrix. And I just loved guitar. Kept playing through high school, formed a band in high school, and, you know, just kept going.
Real quick, did you ever play drums anywhere?
No.
No?
I'm terrible. I'm not terrible. I can kind of play a little bit.
How come Pops didn't like drums?
The noise and the expense.
Oh, the noise.
The noise and the expense.
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, the school was going to give me a trombone, right?
Yeah,
the school was not going to give me a trap set. He's no dumb man. So,
well,
yeah.
It all worked out thanks to Pops, you know?
Right, thanks, Dad.
And you would have made a terrible drummer, so it was a great choice.
Probably so.
Well, let's get back to music in the lair with L Donk, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Cops. Is this a song about cops?
No, actually, it's not. It's about Boy Scouts.
Trained as cops.
This is one of many true stories that L Drunk sings about. I just basically clip songs out of the newspaper and then change the person when I need to, you know, first to third or whatever. And we tell the story because I'm basically too lazy to write lyrics and I ain't going to do love songs. So.
All right. No love here. You're live in a lair with L Drunk.
Actually, no love songs.
That's never occurred to me before. Except Love of the Golden Donkey.
There's a reverb.
It goes along with the rule of not making any money.
Yeah. Huh. We should do some love songs.
You're all being watched 24/7 hours a day. These Eagle Scouts, they're trained with guns, just like the cops. Mistakes could be made. Teeth are put in harm's way.
Al Donk, live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Hey, Rocker, is it just me or is it time to give the drummer some?
I think it's time to give the drummer some.
I don't know about that.
Bones.
Hello.
You are the drummer.
Yes.
And you are the financier.
It's the first time I've heard of that.
Oh, nice. Man. Well, tell us a little bit about your backstory and how you got into music.
I should say, too, that I'm the second and the fifth drummer of this band.
The second and fifth.
Yes, yes. I've come and gone throughout the years. The latest stint has been like 20 years, though, or 15 years or something. So I think it's good this time.
He's been there.
Yeah. I started on piano just like everybody else, apparently, except for Falcon, too, by the way. Forced into piano lessons as a kid. Which
forced.
I hated. I was forced into it. I hated it.
Well, now we know what role your parents played.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I mean, they had a good intention. And I'm glad I actually started liking it right near the end of my stint with it. But by the time I quit piano lessons, it was too late. I ended up buying a drum kit.
Oh.
Craziest old thing I've ever seen, too. Which is, I guess that's why I drum for this band, is because I just have a kit.
What?
He played drums and he had a kit.
Yeah. And a car,
and
right?
And a space, too. Yeah, barely a car, actually. But I do have a rehearsal space, too, which is key for all this stuff.
That's, I mean, that's
historically the challenge, yeah.
Yeah, you're a drummer, man. That's how you stay in a band, man.
It's exactly it, yep.
So, you know, what drove you to buy a drum set after digging piano a little bit?
I wanted to be in a band, actually, and I was just desperate. It was high school, actually. So I bought I think it was $75, and I bought it out of the classifieds, literally in a newspaper, back when you bought stuff out of newspapers.
Yeah.
The symbols looked like garbage cans. Literally had cracks in them. Chris, a Baron, was actually subject to these things as well, because we were in a band in high school. So he saw this, and it was a sight to behold. They did the job, sort of.
We had Meatloaf's speaker rig.
Oh, that's Cheap Tricks. We had Cheap Tricks PA system. That's a different story altogether, though, too. But yeah, that thing was huge.
Wow.
I forgot the question at this point. Sorry.
What's your favorite Madison restaurant?
Oh yeah, I've been hearing that question coming. I've got a couple. Can I have a couple?
Sure.
All right. Well, right now I'm digging Red, but I also like Miramoto and I also like Sardine, and they're all close to my place too, which is helpful.
I gotta know how does the restaurant questions tie in with All Dog?
That's a good
question.
They
don't.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
We all eat. Every one of us eats.
That's true.
So there is a variation of your band, and it's called Donk Floyd. Tell us about Donk Floyd. Are you guys playing any shows as Donk Floyd coming up on your stream?
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I think we were, our stream, like, it's the legality of that is somewhat... somewhat interesting. Yeah. However, I think it turned out that if we played the entire, if we play an entire show on YouTube, and then there's covers in there, it's okay. But if we single out a song and post Lucifer Sam or Wish You Were Here, then we would have to pay Pink Floyd.
I see.
But Baron probably knows more about this than me.
If it's live, you're good. Right. You just can't get money off of it.
Right.
But if you pre-recorded it and then edited it and then posted it, then that's right.
When was the last Donk Floyd show?
We did a couple for you, Rocker, back in the day. We covered all of Metal for Pink Floyd cover show. And then we did just kind of a mix of Pink Floyd songs.
That's right.
And we don't, we just keep some of them up to speed so we can mix them into sets. We haven't done a whole Floyd set in a while.
Yeah,
I see.
They're crowd pleasers, to be sure. So.
You guys did a Neil Young tribute at the Annex or something like that for Bombastica 1 year, didn't you?
We did that.
Wow, Jimmy, what a memory.
Yeah, that's nice. We did a new Young tribute, but I think
that was your other band.
That was my other band.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember doing that.
However, we also did a David Bowie show at the Chamber, old Mass Appeal, that place has been a million places. Yeah. And we did a Doors show at the Annex.
The Doors show was particularly fun
because it's a keyboard band.
Yeah.
So I had to transpose basically the songs. I played most of the keyboard parts, and then he'd play the guitar parts half the time.
On the sax.
Yeah, on the sax. It was really, I looked at those, since we don't have a keyboard in Pink Floyd or in the Doors, I looked at that as a particularly fun challenge to be able to arrange that to represent the parts in such a way without the actual instruments of the band. Mm. You know, so we love that Doors show, and the Bowie show was a lot of fun, but the Pink Floyd stuff has been near to our heart, and love it.
Well, you know, let's get back to the live music in the lair with L. Donk, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And the next song you have for us tonight is called Childhood's End.
All right, so we're going to play something.
And it's from the Pink Floyd album Obscured by Clouds.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and hear some Donk Floyd.
Is your conscience at rest if once put to the test? voice. So you have to make the final choice.
El Donk, live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Move to Madison.com. Rocker and El Donk, everybody. Mad Marcus is listening.
Yeah.
And he says hi.
Hey, Marcus.
Violating that restraining order yet again.
The Bears still suck. It's Bear Week.
It is Bear Week. And my wife's a Bear fan and has been really hell at home lately. But
Jeannie, no doubt.
I gave her a little extra sauce this week.
Yeah.
You know, rubbing the bear hate, you know, stuff.
And who was talking PG-13 there?
Oh.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, the game is going to be, it's really important for the Bears, but it's even a more important for both teams if the Bears lose.
Crazy. All right, we got about 5 minutes here, guys. And what's coming up in the future here for El Donk? What's the best way to get a hold of you guys, follow you as a fan?
As of yesterday, when I wrested control of eldonk.com from the Chinese scam company that took it from us through oversight in the first place.
This is true.
Totally true story. You can go to eldonk.com. From there, we link to Facebook. We link to YouTube. We link to all the stuff.
Eldonk.
You can even send me money there.
And I will point people toward YouTube. We've got 5 or 6 individual tracks. We've got a mini set. And also, we have a practice session. You can just hang around behind the scenes as we practice, start and stop songs.
Warts
it's a lot of fun. Yep.
I love that. Be part of the Eldonk practice and worship the golden donkey.
That's right.
The golden donkey of love.
Can we squeeze in a 3-minute?
Yeah, so I was going to say, let's get back to live music in the lair with El Donk, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You Simple. Have one more song tonight. Take it away.
Simple.
Get into it. Heavy's next is El Donk. Thanks, guys.
Sinful Cowboy.
Good. Out in the street now.
Now he's a sinful cowboy out riding the range again. Folks, you know that there sinful cowboy. He's getting paid in the wages of sin. Ranch hands, cheap sports coats out of Hollywood. Young, eager, low-neck gown dolls. Violence is ready to explode. Hey, sinful cowboy, I know you're quite the fool for love. He hails from Sheboygan for some reason. Got a rawhide fist in a rawhide glove. Fighting for Texas. Land of Liberty.
Sinful,
tucked away way down there in the map. I guess Sinful Texas ought to go free.
Cowboy, yeah.
Hey, sinful cowboy, gringos, look out. Donkey, look out. He's sinful cowboy. Here we go.
Song to end the night with, guys. El Donk, live in the lair. Gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
We will be sure to check out that YouTube page because that sounds really interesting.
And more to come.
And more to come, too. Just to sit and watch the practice. That would be fun.
Yeah, we do it every week. Well, I mean, unless I'm sick or something.
Tell me one more time. Do you guys have a show in the near distant future here? Or?
As soon as he gets back from vacation.
When he gets back from vacation, we'll probably do a live stream. But yeah, we're gonna try to redouble our efforts and get a couple shows. We were like Burr Oaks. We want to get into Red Rooster. We've done Wisco a million times. We maybe do that again. Crystal Corner, we've done. We'd like to get back out there, and we will.
All right, Bones, get a microphone there. Where are you going for vacation, there, brother?
I'm going to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yes.
To
rest.
He deserves it after that set.
I love
how do you rest in New Orleans?
Well,
right?
Yeah.
New Orleans?
That's kind of the thing. It makes it tough.
He gets away from El Don for 2 weeks. That's enough.
All right. Hey, guys. Thank you so much. Stick around. Maxi Kevy is coming up at 10 o'clock. Essential Last Crack at 11. And M. Shell's going to check in from the High Noon Saloon from the Wisconsin Metal Fest. Find out what's happening there. So it'll be good to hear M. Shell on the radio. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Alaska Airlines grounding its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets and the FAA ordering grounding certain other